USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A police officer died after being stabbed Tuesday during a burst of violence at a transit station outside the Pentagon, law enforcement officials told NBC News. Chief Woodrow Kuss of the Pentagon Force Protection Agency says the incident happened late Tuesday morning.
Up to 10:37 a.m., a Pentagon police officer was attacked on the Metro bus platform. Gunfire was exchanged, and there were several casualties. The incident is over, the scene is secure, and most importantly, there's no continuing threat to our community.
Congress will award congressional gold medals to the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers who helped protect the Capitol on January 6th after a Senate vote on Tuesday. The Senate passed the bill awarding the medals via unanimous consent. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Speaking from the White House, President Joe Biden on Tuesday called on resistant Republican governors of Texas and Florida to get out of the way of vaccine rules aimed at containing the more transmissible and dangerous COVID-19 variant. He backed city and private mandates requiring people to be vaccinated to go about some daily activities.
If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
Three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights are asking that their federal trials be separated from the trial of Derek Chauvin, who has already been convicted on state murder charges for kneeling on Floyd's neck as he pleaded for air. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hillside here, and we're right near Highway 70 in Plumas County. Lizanne Mitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area. As school starts in Los Angeles County this month, every single student, regardless of vaccination status, will be subject to routine COVID-19 testing and required to wear a mask at all times. Those are stringent requirements for American school children to simply attend classes at the public schools their parents fund. Yet there are considerably fewer requirements for children to remain in the U.S. after illegally crossing the southern border with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.